So Tua, NFL Network, CBS were out over the weekend nationally and doing their Dolphins coverage and stuff. And Tua, once again, was really, really good, talking about a lot of different things. So the follow-up after he made his comments about Tyreek, and everybody read into it a little differently, but he kind of followed up with a little bit on Tyreek, so to explain it a little bit more.
It's not like only one person was going to hear that. Like, Cheetah had to have known that, okay, if I'm saying this, you know, I'm going to make sure the team knows. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure the quarterback knows. I'm going to make sure the fans know. I'm going to make sure everybody knows. Mm-hmm. The league knows. I'm going to keep everybody on notice when I make this comment. And could it have been in the heat of the moment? Sure, you could say that. But at the end of the day, it came out. And whether you portrayed it to be something different because you're a competitor or not, that's not up for you to decide. Mm-hmm. That's up for people in their own minds to create that, whatever they thought that meant for them, right? And so, just like anybody else, like, yeah, of course, Cheetah's a great player, phenomenal player. But in the locker room, that's where everything, the nitty gritty, the relationships, the hard conversations, like, that's where you build each other up. That's why you kind of work on each other as well. You have those conversations there, you know. And so, Reek is going through his own phase of who he wants to become as a man in this league, who he wants to become as a father for his kids. And I said this in the previous interview. You know, it's never too late for anybody to want to change, man. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of what that looks like for them, that's their stepping stone, that's their journey, and that's what it is. And we're still continuing to build that relationship. But if that happened maybe 3 years ago, you know, I can understand what you're saying. I probably wouldn't have, because in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to be talking bad about somebody or, you know, because I wouldn't want that done to me. But I don't feel it's me talking bad about my teammate. Kind of what you said, I'm just trying to hold him accountable, because that's what we're trying to do with everybody on our team. Mm-hmm. And if this is what we say the standard is, then that's what the standard is. And nobody's exempt from it.
All right. That was, wow. Pretty good follow-up stuff. I hear urgency when I hear Tua. I do. And we're going to have more to my point about it. He also goes on, and we'll have it for you if you haven't heard it, about his responsibility with the team and being able to play every game.
That's what the words I expect out of an NFL head coach, of a holding everybody responsible. But you know, my mind flashed to a line from Pat Riley back in 2006. They ended up winning the title, but you remember the first round series, Dwayne Wade and Gary Payton are walking off the court arguing and just yelling at halftime, yelling at each other, and Pat said, well, either, you know, this makes us stronger, we come together, or we're going to fall apart. And that's sort of where you are with that. These relationships, I thought it was awful what Tyreek did last year, quitting.
All bad.
You know,
nothing
going
good
on the field.
Nobody can defend it.
I said trade him. You can't, once you saw that. But so they've gone the route of, and the fact too is talking like this tells you, imagine the conversation they've had behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
not like he's coming out and hasn't said
they
this.
They see each other. They're throwing to each other. They're together. They are together. And he said, hey, he's really good. But the other thing is, man, Tua hit a point that I just, you know, the games are 3 hours, but it's the hotels, it's the bus, it's all the time you spend at training camp together. It's off season. It's with other wives and going out on dates and with other guys on the team and their wife. There's just a lot for us. It was basketball games all over the state of Florida, and great chemistry. I mean, those basketball games and being with those guys. And I played every game. I was a basketball junkie. If they, hey, we got seven, we need you. All right. Yeah, I was playing. And he hit a lot of that stuff and how important all that stuff is.
Well, we're just coming off the Panther season where that's all they talked about. You know, you're talking about, we love each other. We all this. They're taking less money to stay here in part because of winning, but also because they like what's the team they've built. And that's the point the Dolphins have to get to. They didn't have last year.
No.
They're trying to get to.
Apparently they didn't. To get apparently to it was a lot worse than we thought a year ago.
And we thought it was bad, right? At the end of the year, between Ramsey and Tyreek not showing up on time to practice.
Which is pretty obvious, yeah.
And other thing, you know, the season itself, how it played out, we thought it was bad, but they're telling us right now it was worse.
So he's got a bunch of stuff as far as leadership in all the different rooms, meaning all the different positions, has been unbelievable. There's lead guys now and all, and hey, man. Not blaming any fan or media member. We have nothing to do with wins or losses at all. Never will. But we got to do it ourselves. And Tua has really...
It's like he's found his voice. I started to find it last year at times, but I didn't always like how it was pointed where he's calling... You know,
this guy has grown up a lot.
Yeah.
This guy has gotten a lot more confident. By the way, we're going to hear... I got more stuff because I thought it was really good on Tua, and how's this team get better? And maybe the last couple years were supposed to be really good teams and came up short. And so he had some really good stuff on that as well. So we'll have some of that stuff for you this morning as we continue on here on the show. Right now, I want to talk about hurricane season. It's here, and boy, I hope you've already done it. I hope you're already protecting your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Impact Windows and Doors really makes things a lot easier. They're so impressive now. And if you need a new roof and you're still buying time, hoping to get through one more hurricane season, listen, old or leaky roof, I just want to let you know, replace your old roof now and pay later with Loctite. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials, lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. You can save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. They cover all of South Florida. Just visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com, or you can call 954-500-LOCK. Now, they got some professionals in there. They'll answer your phone, take your call. Ready to go. Got all the information you need to make a decision. Have them come out and take a look at everything going on at your home and what you want done. They cover all of South Florida. Loctite Impact. Let them help you today.